This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 177. For Wednesday, December 9th, I'm Marlo Glass. Ice futures canola contracts were on either side of unchanged on Wednesday morning. The January canola contract is down 20 cents at $583.70 per ton. The March contract is up 20 cents at $579.40 per ton. Gains in Chicago soy oil were supportive of canola prices. Nearby contracts were up by about a third of a cent in early morning trade. Market participants will be waiting for tomorrow's WASDE report from the USDA. Continued strength in the Canadian dollar was a limiting factor for canola, as the loonie was over 78 U.S. cents in early morning activity. Benchmark crude oil prices were higher Wednesday morning on the prospect of an economic stimulus package in the United States. While hopes for COVID-19 vaccines also provided support, the continuing surge of reported cases has stymied larger gains. The Chicago soy complex was stronger this morning. Analysts estimate that the WASDE report later this week will show U.S. ending stocks at 168 million bushels, down from 190 million bushels in the November report. Argentina's oilseed workers and grain inspectors are still striking as workers seek pandemic bonus payouts. The president of Brazil Grain Growers Association stated that farmers have sold 65% of their 2021 soybean crop and 15% of the 2022 soybean crop. The January soybean contract is up 11 cents at $11.57 per bushel. January soy oil is up by about a third of a cent at 37.5 U.S. cents per pound. January soy meal is up 3.20 at $380 per hundredweight. Corn futures were also slightly stronger today. Brazil's corn exports in December are forecasted at 2.9 million tons, compared to November's exports of nearly 5 million tons. The average estimate for U.S. ending stocks in the WASDE report is about 1.7 billion bushels, compared to previous estimates of over 1.7 billion bushels. The March contract is up by 1.5 cents at $4.21 per bushel. Wheat futures are higher this morning. Analysts estimate that the USDA will report world wheat ending stocks at 321.1 million tons, up slightly from November estimates. U.S. ending stocks are expected to drop from November's figure of 877 million bushels to total 874 million. Chicago March is up by 3 cents at 573. Kansas City March is up 3.5 cents at 540. And Minneapolis spring wheat is up 6 cents in the March contract at 549. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, December 9th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.